So our first presentation today is will be given by Arimar Ayala and Stephen Beatty. Arimar is the senior epidemiologist at Maricopa County Department of Public Health in Phoenix, Arizona. She was previously an epidemiologist at CDC's Dengue Branch from 2001 to 2008, and from 2001 to 2005 an instructor in the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics, School of Public Health at University of Puerto Rico. And Stephen Beatty will also be presenting this presentation. He's presently an Epidemic Intelligence Service officer and also a veterinary corps officer with the United States Army from since 2002. From 1989 to 2002, he was a small animal clinician in Portland, Oregon. So please welcome our speakers. Thank you.
Good morning. This study is about a survey of influenza vaccination among school-age children and adults living in Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, Arizona. In the United States, more than 200,000 persons are hospitalized, and approximately 24,000 die from influenza-related illnesses annually. School-age children have the highest attack rate of illness and facilitate community-wide influenza spread. Vaccinating school-age children against influenza has been advocated in the past as an effective public health intervention to prevent influenza spread. Maricopa County is the third largest local public health jurisdiction and serves a population of 4 million. The Department of Public Health has only 8 public health nurses available to provide immunizations. In response to the 2009 influenza A H1N1 pandemic, Maricopa County Department of Public Health partnered with a private mass vaccinator to implement a school-located vaccination program to administer the H1N1 and seasonal influenza vaccine. The objective of this investigation was to determine factors associated with receipt of H1N1 and seasonal influenza vaccination among school-age children and adults living with school-age children. Random digit dialing was used to identify Maricopa County households. The criteria for household enrollment in the study included a parent or guardian willing to participate in a telephone interview, and at least one school-age child attending a Maricopa County kindergarten, elementary, middle, junior, or high school. Telephone interviews were conducted by trained interviewers using a standardized structured questionnaire. The questionnaire was designed to collect data on a maximum of 2 school-age children per household and all adult household members. In households with more than 2 children, 2 school-age children were randomly selected for data collection. The primary outcome is receipt of H1N1 and seasonal influenza vaccination among school-age children and adults living with school-age children. The exposure variables related to the school-age child included age range, health insurance coverage, receipt of the H1N1 or seasonal vaccine, availability of a school-located influenza vaccination, and type of school. Exposure variables related to the parent and household included the number of household siblings, household members 65 years of age or older, household income, and parent race, ethnicity, and educational level. In order to evaluate high-risk medical conditions for influenza complications, such as diabetes, chronic respiratory, cardiac, and neurologic conditions, we had 2 exposure variables. One was the parent's perception of their school-age child or adult household member at high risk for influenza complications. The second variable was whether or not the child actually had a high-risk medical condition associated with influenza complications, which was determined by reading a list of medical conditions to the parents, such as asthma and diabetes. Bivariate analysis was performed using chi-square for categorical variables. Four multiple logistic regression models were developed to identify factors associated with school age and adult household members for H1N1 and seasonal influenza vaccination. Variables were included in the model if the p-value was less or equal to 0.05 in the bivariate analysis and or the variable was reported in the literature as being associated with influenza vaccination. In total, 3,726 Maricopa County households were contacted. Of those, 1,483 satisfied our enrollment criteria. Of those, 883 refused to participate, and 600 completed the questionnaire. These 600 parents answered questions concerning 909 school-age children because 309 parents had more than one child. The demographic characteristics of the parents for each sample household and those of the Maricopa County population are presented in this table. Significantly fewer parents were male and of Hispanic ethnicity compared to the Maricopa County general population. Dr. Beatty will now present the results for the school-age children and adult household members separately. First, he will present results concerning the school-age children.
Of the 909 school-age children that were included in our final analysis, 44% received the H1N1 vaccination and 48% received the seasonal vaccination. Of the 150 school-age children with a high-risk medical condition, 59% were vaccinated for H1N1 and 58% for seasonal vaccination. Of interest is that 51% of the school-age children with a high-risk medical condition were not recognized by their parents as being at high risk for influenza complications. Regarding location for influenza vaccination, of the 402 school-age children who received the H1N1 vaccination, 43% were vaccinated at their school and 41% were vaccinated at their doctor's office. Of the 432 school-age children who received the seasonal vaccination, a majority, 63%, were vaccinated at their doctor's office. The main reason for vaccinating for H1N1 included protect child from illness, 63%, or vaccinations were offered at the school, 11%. The main reason for not vaccinating for H1N1 included child is healthy, 26%, the vaccination is too new, 23%, and I just don't believe in vaccinations, 18%. Of the 402 school-age children vaccinated for H1N1, parents for 125 initially had plans not to vaccinate. Each parent was asked, what was the primary reason you changed your decision from initially not wanting to vaccinate for H1N1 to vaccinating? The main reasons included others were vaccinated, 14%, the benefits outweighed the risks, 12%, protection of child, 11%, scared of the flu, 9%, and vaccination offered at school, 9%. Of the 507 school-age children not vaccinated for H1N1, parents for 189 initially had plans to vaccinate. each parent was asked, what was the primary reason you changed your decision from initially wanting to vaccinate for H1N1 to not vaccinating? The main reasons included vaccines not available or convenient, 30%, vaccine too new, 19%, my child is healthy, 13%, and again, don't believe in vaccinations, 9%. In the final logistic regression model for receipt of H1N1 vaccinations, factors remaining as independent predictors of receiving the H1N1 vaccination were availability of the influenza vaccination at school, identified respiratory medical condition of a school-aged child, and the child receipt of a seasonal influenza vaccination. In the final logistic regression model for the receipt of the seasonal vaccination, factors remaining as independent predictors of receiving seasonal influenza vaccination were the child having health insurance, attendance at an elementary school compared to a high school, Hispanic ethnicity of the parent, and the child's receipt of an H1N1 vaccination. I will now present the results of the adult household members. Of the 600 households, and 31%, at least one adult household member received the H1N1 vaccination, and in 43%, at least one adult household member received the seasonal vaccination. Of the 266 households with at least one adult member with a high-risk medical condition, 47% had at least one adult vaccinated for H1N1, and 43% at least one adult vaccinated for seasonal vaccination. Again, of interest is that 57% of the respondents' parents did not recognize that they had an adult household member with a high-risk medical condition for influenza complications. In the final logistic regression models, factors remaining as independent predictors of adult household members receiving the H1N1 or seasonal vaccination included respiratory medical condition of the child and adult household member, and respondent attending college. In comparison, non-Hispanic black respondents were less likely to have at least one household member receive the seasonal vaccination. Our study had several limitations. First, this is a retrospective survey with potential recall bias. However, the heightened media coverage concerning the pandemic may have made respondents less likely to forget major events during this time period. Additionally, persons of Hispanic ethnicity were underrepresented among our parents compared to the Maricopa County population. Therefore, the results cannot be generalized to the entire Hispanic community in Maricopa County. Our analysis indicated school-located H1N1 vaccinations were independently associated with vaccination of Maricopa County school-aged children. School-located influenza vaccination campaigns potentially could increase school-age children vaccination rates. The vaccination coverage for school-aged children with a high-risk medical condition was suboptimal. In addition, a knowledge gap among parents was identified concerning which medical condition puts school-aged children and adults at risk for influenza complications. Further investigation into targeting education toward parents and the general public is needed to improve influenza vaccination rates among these vulnerable populations. And I'd like to acknowledge our co-authors that are indicated in yellow here. Ugh, gross.
Thank you, Dr. Beatty and
Ari Marr.